Halacha differentiates between two different kinds of people whose various mental or cognitive states affect their status halachically. And Moshe Feinstein defines them like this. There's a shota, as mentioned in the Gemara and in Rambam, who has a mental state which is variable over time, and their condition is severe and incurable, and such a person is not chayav in any mitzvos. The pesi, on the other hand, has a mental state which is constant over time, without any fluctuations, and which were characteristic of the shota, and the condition can be theoretically improved with training and education. So a pesi, because of these differences, is chayav in mitzvos, but if due to the condition they're an anus and their actions aren't fully under their control, they can be considered pater from the mitzvos. So it would seem like under normal circumstances, most people with severe mental disabilities would fall into the category of the pesi, because the mental condition is constant over time and it can be improved. So the Chassam Sofer was once asked the Shaila about a 7-year-old boy with some form of a mental disability who needed to be sent to a non-kosher, non-Jewish school in order to receive special education and potentially be able to function more independently and be more of an active part of society. So this obviously brings up the question of kashrus, which is obviously a huge inyan, especially since there's a Gemara in Yevamos that says that not only is it a sin to personally eat non-kosher food, one can't give it to children either. However, the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol says, based on several Gemaras, that in fact, it's only usur if it's a Jewish adult giving non-kosher food to a Jewish child. If the child is given food by a non-Jew, the Jewish adult has no obligation to stop it. So, the Chassam Sofer uses this as a rationale to allow this child to attend the school. The child will be eating non-kosher food, but it will be given to him by a non-Jew, and it's therefore not a halachic problem. So this is a rationale, though, that could be used for any child, not just one with special needs. So does the Chassam Sofer not take that into account at all? In the end, the Chassam Sofer says that since the child's a pesi, who's working towards a state of being chayv in the mitzvos fully, once he reaches 13, he will be considered a legal adult, according to halacha, and because he's working on, and he has the potential to reach that state where he's chayv in the mitzvos, after he reaches the age of 13, he can no longer rely on this heter. Not only that, but Chassam Sofer has extremely great reservations about this, and he says that even if he does get to the point of being chayav for his averos when he reaches the age of 13, he will have been eating treif, which makes him impure. And he even says that in theory, it's better that he remains mentally impaired his whole life rather than eat non-kosher food. Moshe Feinstein takes a very different view on this, and he got a similar tshuva about a severely mentally disabled girl who had to be placed in an institution with non-kosher food as her ill father could no longer take care of her. In this case, Ramosha says that she can live there and there is no age limit whatsoever. So in deciding this, Ramosha makes an important distinction between two types of pesi, or pesi being someone with a constant and educatable mental disability. In the case like that of the Chassam Sofer, where the child in question can mentally improve to the level of a child at the age of chinuch, the child is chayav, but pater as an anus. As in the previous case where the child is chayav in the mitzvos, they're pater in this current state, but because the child could theoretically improve to the level of being chayav in the mitzvos, the Chassam Sofer did not want to extend this heter past the age of halachic adulthood. However, in this case of this girl who is severely mentally disabled, the doctors decided there's no prognosis of her potentially reaching a mental age of chinuch, about 6 years old, and therefore, halachically, the child can be considered like a shota who's incurable and will never be chayav. Not only this, where Moshe also adds, as far as the Chassam Sofer's concern about the child improving, if at this point she seems incurable, then we can't think that far ahead. We have to consider the current situation. We can't think about the future. And if she were to miraculously improve, Moshe finds it impossible that God would heal her in order to create a Russia. God wouldn't take somebody who was previously not chayav, make them chayav, and then suddenly they have this whole backlog of sins on their record. So it must be if, miraculously, this girl were to recover, this sin would be later wiped away. And based on these factors, Moshe is very definitive in saying that it's completely fine for this girl to live in this institution, even if it means eating non-kosher food. And this is only one small aspect of a massive and fascinating topic on halachos involved in disabilities, been the focus of excellent books, articles, and lectures. But it's an important one, because we see how two of the great achronim dealt with halachic implications of mental disabilities, which of course are topics deeply relevant in the Jewish community today. Thank you for listening.